Peace for Ukraine or you reign.
Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Where the air you breathe is soft and clean, children play with a dream. Where the sounds of guns never pound your dream.
If they are at war with each other, or even economically, politically at war with each other, they don't care about the dogs. Huh? They couldn't even care about themselves. Yeah, if there are refugees everywhere, people don't even have food to eat, don't even have room to stay. They don't care about dogs. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to do what's important, what's the priority. Yeah, not that we want to neglect one or another, but we are doing it already. Don't you see how many dogs on TV? You know, how many dogs that I awarded? Whatever dogs I know, I awarded already. Yeah? And I, myself personally, even write a dog hero scroll, edited it, and air it. It airs every day almost. But you can't air everything every day. You have to understand this. There is space, there is time on this planet. And there are important things to air. And there are things, even then I air the dog's heroes every 2 days, because there are many other scrolls to air. The peace news, the countries without borders, the countries without an army, and the green countries, and the Golden Heart of the Year, Award of the Month. With all this, we want to bring peace to humans together and set a good example. Even then, the animal scroll takes one of the places of these important scrolls every 2 days. All of these important scrolls air every 2 days because they can't air every day. Who is going to watch all this? Tell me. Huh? The programs have to go on and have to be interesting, not just all about dogs. Do you hear me at all?
Yes.
I love dogs, but I can't air them every day. Then people will not watch it. Huh? And then if you air too much, people will also get fed up. Do you understand the reverse effect, or psychological effect? Huh? So use your IQ and think about it, okay? And do something really essential and important and priority, yeah? If humans are at peace with each other, our animal people will benefit more, yeah? They can think straight. They can assimilate more of my teachings. Ah, I have to be compassionate. But we do have dog example every... Oh, you see it all over on my Supreme Master TV, or don't you see any? Huh? Dog and animal charity all the time there. Oh, dear God. Have some common sense, okay? Be one with me. Understand the standpoint and the point of what we're doing. Don't just squeeze in something that people cannot take anymore and then blame people for not eating it. However good the food, you can't dish it out every day. Have to have change in diet. And remember, the viewers mostly are not initiated, okay? We want to reach out to everybody. So you have to give them a little dose at a time. You capisce or not?
Yes.
Please, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it's very difficult for me also, you know, to say no to something. Yeah, I'd like to air everything. I like to air all the time. Before, they only aired American non-queue shelters. So I say, no, we are airing in Europe. Must make Europe the priority first, yeah? And then now I say we have to air every country, but take turns. People in other countries now, because they watch everywhere, not just Europe, so we have to take turns to air everything. But you can't air the whole country. Do you understand me? You have to select the essence, the most beautiful things about your country, and air them on Supreme Master TV, yeah, in your own language. It has to be something good. There must be some other people who can do it, and some other programs that you can do, not just dog and hedgehog people and all that. You capisce me, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Other things, because we concentrate more on vegan humans as well as vegetarian animal people. So these also have to come into consideration, yeah? And dog people, because they overpopulate everywhere and in every household, we want to protect them. So we have as many dog people as possible already. You see that? Huh? And we even give them a special honor, you know, animal hero, and award them. Yeah? The jacket I specially designed with a name hero on it. Yeah, and a lot of vegan goodies and food and bedding, blankets, money sometimes. Yes. Like Shana, he got $2,000. Of course, his caregiver, we pocketed it, but then... then at least they thank the dog, and they know the dog person is worthy, okay? Can even earn money. Yeah, and he's one who was adopted, you see? So, he's even more worthy, yeah? They adopted him, and then he's so good like that. So it's a good example to add for everybody to know that adopted dog people are really good. Yeah, if they want to have a dog, consider adopting a dog person to save the lives of other dog people. We have to pick out the special ones, yeah? Cannot just air all the time dog people. Even though I love dogs, I have 10 dog people. You know that, huh? And mostly adopted. Who? Yeah, what else, honey, baby, love?
The adoption of dog is possible on a distance, and we try to do it on the coast. Every dog can have somebody who sent him every month maybe $1 or $10 or something. But it's his responsibility. I mean, he can come and once a week, once a month, and take him out. But it's there, belong, I mean,
yeah,
stay
at the
house.
Yeah, people do that. People do that, yes.
This is the idea.
It's like foster care or, you know, adopted, but don't have to bring home. Yeah, I understand. Just helping the dog. I did that all the time before because of my lifestyle. I couldn't have a dog. I told them I can't afford it. But now I have 10 dog people. You know, love overcomes everything. Overcomes my common sense, my reason, my intelligence, everything. When I see a helpless dog person, I'm helpless. You know what I mean? Despite all my logic and reason, I have 10 dog people. Can you believe this? My lifestyle, huh? Busy as I am, I bind myself. People have to do what they feel is right. I cannot tell them what to do. Their heart has to feel right, you know? Yeah. Also, I have to take consideration the dog's karma and the people's karma and affinity with that dog or that dog people's center or whatever, okay? Yeah. Yeah, what next?
Dear Master, I also want to work for you.
Then you do whatever is necessary, huh?
Yeah.
But what do you mean? Working for SMTV?
In the earlier session, we were on the first floor. We were not here, so we were on the first floor.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Give me your ID. I'll have a look. All the people that are on the idiot list, you are all Europeans, right? Nobody has visa problem or anything? You are Norwegian, okay.
Norwegian?
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry.
Thank you, Master.
Sorry. Thank you anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, yeah? You're not the only one. There are many who are not, for the time being, suitable, okay? How is your life, your family, everything? Have family?
No family. I
live alone.
Live alone?
Yeah.
Maybe you try to live with other initiates to share the cost and all that, yeah?
Thank you.
And then save your money, yeah? So you might retire early and do what you want.
Yeah.
All of you, okay? Otherwise, you will work your whole life. If you keep paying for rent, you have to work all the time. If you stay together, you save a lot of money, you retire early. Or at least have more retreats whenever you can afford it. You see what I mean? Okay. That's what I mean. Okay? To live together, maybe you get used to it and you like it better than living alone. The reason you fall in love with this and that guy sometimes is because you're too lonely also. You live alone, you have so much time, you think too much and you're lonely, and then you fall at any sign of comfort, mentally or emotionally. But if you have good, solid friendships with many initiates or with the initiates in your flat, your apartment, maybe you're emotionally satisfied and you don't need anybody else outside. But sometimes, I don't know, never mind, whatever, yeah? Whatever you do is fine with me. I'm just advising, yeah? I'm just saying an alternative way of living, but whatever you do is fine, yeah.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. What are you doing in Norway? What's your job?
I have no job at the moment.
Yeah, what is your job? Is your life okay?
Yeah, life is okay. Very good. Thank you, Master.
What do you do?
At the moment, I'm employed. I was an IT engineer.
Police? Oh, engineer.
Engineer, yeah.
Ah, very good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue that maybe another time, eh?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
And living together with initiates does save a lot of trouble and loneliness.
Yeah.
And then maybe you won't want to come to live with me anymore, who knows that. Yeah, buddies, you know, maybe these people, because they're too lonely, they want to come stay with me. Who knows that, huh? What? How about if you don't come to stay with me and you stay together, maybe then you change your mind. Okay, now you think that you're going to stay with me, right? On my property, yeah? But suppose I say, okay, never mind, you go home and group together and say together, maybe you feel emotionally satisfied and then you wouldn't want to come see me at all. Do you think that's possible?
We'd like to try.
You'd like to try that? Ah, I'd like to try stay with me. Yeah, laughing like that. Why are you laughing so much?
I imagine.
You imagine what?
That they return? And
together,
but without
the So you don't imagine they would do that, right? No. Okay. It's too hard. Yes.
We have six of us who live together in a flat. Uh-huh. It's really cheap.
Yes.
It's only about £50 a week for food, bills, and it's good fun.
Uh-huh.
It's great. And we live really cheaply.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
True. Yeah, of course.
No beds or anything. No room for beds, but just.
Uh-huh. It's okay. £50 a week is cheaper than £200, no?
Oh, yeah.
The whole flat, how much does it cost?
£170 for the rent.
Oh, that's cheap.
A month, and then our bills on top. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Food and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's why she doesn't want to come see me. See that?
Yes.
You see? So wouldn't you like to try that? If you're lonely, wouldn't you like to try that lifestyle? See, she didn't apply. See that?
You
have six people together and a husband on top.
No, Master.
I mean, on top of it all. Sorry, my English. I'm not real British. I'm just British, but I'm not English, okay?
Master, we have a little food trailer we've got working now. The little thing on the doing shows.
No, you are selling it.
Yeah,
now.
And we went first time.
Is it good?
Yeah, we went. The first time 3 weeks ago we went, and the little girls were buying vegetarian hot dogs, and they loved them.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if they know it tastes good, they love it.
Yeah, her father thought she wouldn't eat it because she's very fussy, but she walked away and she loved it. So
okay,
it's good fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, veggie hot dogs. See, you can earn money everywhere doing simple things. Yeah, but if you live simply. All right. Crying wolf. I gotta go for a little while, okay? It's 2:00. I feel very hot. I go have a little breakfast, yeah?
Maybe if you're still here, I see you later.
Yeah? Ça va? You meditate or? You wanna have a little rest? Huh? Go outside a little bit. That's right, it's too stuffy here.
Too many people. Turn off all the light. Go outside. Half an hour, okay? Yeah. What do we need? See you later. Beautiful clothes, but hot. See you later. Thank you anyway.
Thank you. Many miles from yesterday, before we reach tomorrow, there's lost horizon waiting to be found. There's lost horizon.
steady sounds of guns never found the dreams anymore.
She's glued herself against the back wall in some sort of attempt at protection. I'm going to go in and see if I can provide some comfort. I don't make eye contact. I look away so that there's zero pressure, and it's up to a dog like this that's stressed out if they want affection. I'm not always sure who this moment is more comforting for, the dog or myself. And you can do what I'm doing. As long as you're willing to be vulnerable, dogs know when you're there to help them.